Beyond the Personal Video Meditation Journey. Let's get relaxed and comfortable in your chair and take a deep, deep breath, just letting yourself, give yourself permission to be relaxed for this meditation. And we're going to be exploring a couple states of awareness. One of them won't be that comfortable, but do know this, that when we do enter into that state, you'll be able to get out of it really quickly by the prompts that I give you. Imagine yourself on an energetic hovercraft or a magic carpet. You're very comfortable on this. Feels pretty cool. Your story is below you. It's just below you. But it shows itself to you as ribbons of energy, always moving, always morphing. You are high enough above this energy to notice different colors. The areas of your life where you get stuck may show up to you as a ball of light. Just allow whatever comes up for you to show up in your mind's eye. And if you don't see visually, just know that you are above moving energy because your story is energy and nothing more and nothing less. For you are also energy. Your hovercraft moves quietly and gently without a sound above the energy of your story. Look at all the different colors. Just follow along, for you are always a story in motion. You are never going to stay in one place, even if it seems that sometimes you're stuck. Notice how you're never stuck for long. Watch the energy move like waves. Now, imagine your story entwining with other people's stories. Add more energy waves. You start to recognize that there are more than you. Your story may be waves of energy, but your story intersects with other people's stories too. Allow yourself to notice how this intersection of stories begins to form the fabric of reality, impersonal or personal. It doesn't matter. Everything is moving. Everything intersects. Lines going one way, lines going another way. Always moving. Stories are energy. Now allow your hovercraft or your magic carpet to go closer to the energy. Notice how you feel when you move a little closer to that energy. Notice what happens when you get closer and closer. Are you more personal about the story? Because when you're far enough away, you don't see details. You just see energy. But let yourself move into the details now. Get as close as you can so you can allow yourself to tune into it. Maybe you hear sounds, voices, the story itself, the people, the feelings, the emotions. The closer you get, the more identified with it you become. What would happen if you stepped off your hovercraft or your magic carpet and stepped into it? Do you notice more noise? Can you hear details of stories now? Your current story? Let go and and let yourself fall into it for a moment and take note of the shift in your body. How do you feel? What's happening in your mind compared to how you felt and what was happening or not happening in your mind when you were on the hovercraft? Now, just allow your eyes to be just slightly open, and you're going to want to journal now and write down the difference of how it feels to be inside the energy and hovering above it. Just make a few notes. Allow yourself to identify with the energy, saying, I am this, I feel this, I'm in it, and I can't get out, if that's the truth. In that moment, is that how you feel? When you're in your story, can you imagine getting out of your story? Or are you in it? Let yourself be there, just so you can tell what it feels like. We're going to change that. We don't want to stay there too long. Allow yourself to climb back on your hovercraft or your magic carpet and notice the difference. Now you're still close enough to see, but hovering just above, you can observe it, observe your story and the stories of others without it being about you. These are stories. That's interesting. This place just beyond the personal self, the identifier self, is the position through which we are free to co-create our intentions. We can course correct with fluidity or remain to learn whatever lesson has chosen us because we are not identifying with it. We are observing. Now allow the hovercraft or magic carpet to take you high enough so that all you see again is moving energy. You are no longer seeing the details, the imagination, these conversations that you wish you had had or that you actually had or the perceptions that you had about your reality at that time. Let's just look at it as if it's energy. And lines moving, like lines, like highways of light, where you see no details, just energy. Let's go high enough. As soon as you make a shift from one experience to the other, just allow yourself to get centered. You can always place your left hand over your heart. That always reminds you to be grateful. Take a deep, deep breath. And write about your experience in your journal, focusing on explaining the process you went through and the feelings of moving from being in the fray, identified with what's going on versus moving up and into a place to observe. You can always come back to this meditation to do this again and again, to practice being engaged inside, identified with a story, and moving just above it. So all you see is energy. Practice this as many times as you can. This is another version of getting on your bird. Only it's quicker, it's also gentler, and doesn't have the same kind of impact. So it's another version of it. A way for you to practice being above and being in, being above and being in, above and in. So you start to recognize how it feels to move between worlds. and I will see you in the next video. All about effectively closing a reading.